Everybody, welcome to the Mental Toughness and Body Show. My name is Rob Evans and I'm your transformation coach, health strategist and internationally published author, helping take your life and your business, your health, fitness, mindset and body from where you are right now to where it is that you want to be. Today I want to talk to you about the art of not being distracted. Maybe it's the science of not being distracted. There are so many things that go on in our life every single day. The challenges that we face just in ourselves, that self-struggle that we have in being able to pull out the best version of ourselves, the challenges that are placed on us from the people around us, whether it be in our business, our customers, employees, etc. The challenges that are placed on us by our children, intimate relationships, etc. There is so much that is thrown at us every single day, and that's before we get to any marketing messages that may be thrown at us. There are 1,000, something like 3,000 marketing messages that we get a day. And now you jump on social media and maybe you're doing some work stuff and everything. Like I find it in myself. I'll jump on to, say, Instagram and I'm posting a post and you've got something flashing at you or something comes up and you can find yourself mindlessly just scrolling for a few minutes before you say, hey, what are you doing? Just post, you know, post and get out. You know, stop looking at all this other distraction stuff, because that's all it is. You might say, oh, it's a little bit of entertainment or something like that. Most of the time, it's just distracting you from the bigger version of you. So this is a real art, because so many messages are thrown at you and you know, distractions all the time, that unless you are going to purposefully be focused on the bigger version of you, the better version of you, staying hungry, thinking about what are those things that you need to be achieving every single day to achieve the success that you want, then you are going to just fall into this zone of being distracted. When I used to work in a corporate environment, what used to frustrate me, and it would happen from, say, a Thursday onwards, as we headed into a weekend, the AFL football here, so certainly in Melbourne here, it's a big thing for a lot of people. And I used to work with a group of people that loved the AFL. They did the footy tipping, all that kind of stuff. And so from Thursday, they would have hours and hours and hours of talk. They'd talk about it at the start of the day. They'd talk about it through the day. They'd talk about it at mid-morning breaks, lunch breaks, in the afternoon, and get to a Friday by the afternoon, and people just, you know, they're down the tools, and I'll just talk for hours about football. And I'll be sitting there because it was an open sort of plan. I'm like, I'm thinking to myself, can you just shut up about this stuff and do some work? So much productivity was lost. I was like, if this was your own business, you wouldn't be having these conversations right now. You're taking advantage, you're stealing money, you're stealing time from the business because you're having all of this mindless conversation. And some people say, oh, well, they're building rapport and all that kind of stuff. Well, build your rapport and relationship another way. You don't have to spend so much time talking about this stuff. Distracting. It's not focusing on building a better business, a better department, a better version of themselves. And so one of the problems that I see with people is that they're not driven to think bigger. Not driven to think about, you know, whether it be life strategy, life goals, business goals, etc. So of course they just keep going around doing the same things over and over and over. So I think yesterday I was talking about, just started with a new coaching client. I did as like a business coaching client, young guy. He started yesterday with me, and I said to him at the end of the call, it was a really productive, very focused. We spoke specifically around three points. I said to him, what are the three biggest things that you want to achieve over this next 90 days? Not 5 years' time, but the next 90 days, because we're going to have sessions that are very targeted on what you want to achieve. So I had him fill out a questionnaire beforehand, so I had that insight. So, pardon me, I could prepare for the coaching session with the key points that I wanted to address with each one. And the things that we spoke about were, he wanted to know more about How do you build more effective relationships? How do I network better? He wants to start a business. And so understanding how to do that, what business to get into, etc. And then the last one was about starting the business. So doing all these things within 90 days. So it was a really great conversation that we had. But towards the end of him, so I've given him a heap of action steps and some big ones to think about first in terms of his career prospects. And we talked about money. How much money does he want to make? What's he passionate about doing? And giving him some really good options about what you can do to achieve the success that he's talking about that he wants. And I was telling him about what I would do if I was starting from scratch again. And towards the end, because I'd given him some key actions, I said, you've got to come back to me in 48 hours and tell me what you're thinking you want to do. Where do you want to put your energy in terms of your business? Either you're going to start a business or you're going to go down this path here and work in the investing side of things, et cetera, et cetera. So I said, I'm giving you 48 hours to do that. And I said, look, I was thinking the other day how long I've known you. And I said, I think it's maybe about 18 months, something like that. I said, you're having the same conversations with me now that you were 18 months ago. So it's time to get over that and it's time to start taking action. Because a lot of people say, yeah, I want to run my own business. Well, really, why do you want to run your own business? You know, what's in that? Do you want to, you can't handle accountability. So reporting to someone is something that you don't enjoy. Well, trust me, running your own business is really, really hard. Starting from scratch is incredibly hard. Yeah, you might have the no accountability from somebody saying, hey, you've got to do this, you've got to do that, et cetera, et cetera. But you're young and you don't know everything. So if you've got the right person, they're effectively coaching you, giving you the knowledge so that you can take those skills and do something else with them later. If you are trapped in your own thoughts all the time and you're not getting that guidance, then you can pardon me. You'll find that you basically just bought a job for yourself. You're not good at it. You're not growing. You're not making the money that you want to. And after about 18 months or so, you'll realize that you made a big mistake and you'll go off and probably do a lesser job than you were doing before because now you've got less experience, less skills, potentially. And that's what you tell yourself anyway. So you go back and do some lesser type of job. It's like, we don't want to be like that. We want to do it in a different manner. And so I said to him, now is the time for you to take the action. You've got to do it now. Stop talking about it, get it done. So a lot of the time, I think people can seem to be busy and they're very distracted by a whole range of things and they're not focused. They're not laser focused, they're not driven. And if you think about what success means, then I'll use the example of soccer. So the World Cup is on right now. It's on the TV now. It's a rerun of a drawn match. So think about soccer. In order to make it to the World Cup, you don't just say, hey, let's get together some people and see if we can put together a national team and let's just give it a go. And let's just show up. You know, maybe we'll play a game once a week and let's just see. Okay, you know that that is not going to be a success strategy to win the World Cup, never mind qualify for it. So what needs to happen? Well, you need to find the best players. You need to find the best players for the positions that they play. You need to make sure that the team is gelling together. You need to understand the players. You need to understand what's going on for them in their life, because if their life is screwed up off the field, it will show up on the field. You need to get the right coach that can pull all the different players together. And if you've got, say, all the best players at a national level all together, is that going to work? Are they going to meld together? Do they hate each other? How are they going to pull together and aim for that bigger purpose? So what are you looking at? So what's realistic for us? Take Australia, for instance. Australia is unlikely to win the World Cup. We've just gotten through, I think, equal to the furthest we've ever got in the World Cup. It's the top 16 now. The players don't have the skill level like the absolute peak and best in the world. So we don't have enough players. We probably don't have the coaching experience to be able to pull all that together yet. But what they do is they, like a number of years ago, they started a national soccer league here in Australia. It didn't exist before. So what's that done? It's raised the profile of soccer. I live near it's probably 500 metres away. Biggest soccer club in town here. They have 63 teams that play there. Now, that didn't exist at one point, but because Australia's been in the World Cup and progressed, it's raised the profile of soccer amongst kids. So where is the World Cup potential going to come from? It's going to come through kids. It's going to come through that side of things. So, and then you've got... the drills that people do in the soccer. So how often are they training a week? What is the strength training they're doing? What is the cardio training they're doing? What is the skills-based training that they're doing? What's the sports psychology that's going into them? What's the health and fitness that's going into them? What's the recovery going into them? Physiotherapists, et cetera, massage therapists, working them, the sore muscles and that kind of stuff. There is so much, the analysis of the statistics of each match, each person, how far are they running, how is their fitness going, what foods are working best for them, now they're traveling, how do we take care of the food, how do we make sure that they're getting the same sort of nutrition, how do we make sure that they don't fall unwell, how do we manage COVID. There are so many different things. So that's very different from, hey, let's just get a group of people together and play. And the trouble is, when it comes to your own life, where most people are just saying, well, I'm awake today. What am I going to do? All right, let's do some fun things. Oh, I've got to go to work. I've got to do this. There's no purpose. Okay, apart from people saying, well, I need money in order to live, so therefore I'm going to do this. It's like, we can do better than that. Let's set some real challenges for ourselves. Let's make sure that we are growing every single day. Let's build that absolute optimal best version of ourself so that you can then choose to be the best at what you want to be good at. If it's soccer, then fantastic. You're the best version of you, then you've got your best chance of doing that. Okay? So that most people are living a world of distraction that they never take the time to do the things that they need to bring out a happier, better version of themselves. Let's take today, for instance, and tomorrow. Today's Saturday. Now, if you really wanted to make a difference to your life, you would take time out over this weekend, even use the entire weekend to work on yourself. And people will automatically say, oh, I can't because I've got to do this and I've got to do that. You're just making up an excuse. And I would say, so if that's your mindset, where's your life right now? What's your level of happiness? What's your level of wealth? What's your level of health? What's your level of what you would consider success and happiness? Are you growing every day? Are you focusing on those things? Are you building relationships? Are you stepping outside your comfort zone? Are you really putting forward your best effort every day? And most people aren't, but you could be. And you could be in that top 1% of people that are going to do it better and differently and happier than anyone else. You're just not reaching your full potential. So let's get rid of the distraction in our life and let's start bringing out the better version of ourselves. It comes from hunger, it comes from focus, it comes from the absolute optimal level of health that you can live. If you don't know how to do it, go to mentaltoughnessandbodyshow.com, reach out for a free consultation with me and let us put you in the best health of your life, the best state of your life, the most success that you've ever had in your life. Do things over this next year that you've never done before. Have the level of success defined clearly and what that means to you. And let's achieve it. Stay safe, stay healthy. I'm going to see you tomorrow.